Welcome to Blue Moon Podcast. This is your host, Wafa, and today's episode is about business English. Every day, millions of people all over the world use English in their business activities. Business English, as part of English for specific purposes, or what is called ESP, is the language related specially to international trade. The use of this specific English is more and more extended since the globalization of the business environment. Dudley Evans and Sanjone in 1997 defined English for specific business purposes as who bring business knowledge and skills to the language learning situation. Business English teachers need to be equipped with a variety of skills. Some skills may include some basic knowledge of their student's subject area. It is therefore essential to have an idea about business English learners, business English teaching, business English teachers, and why business English is distinctive. Now, while trying to answer these questions, in short, business English is communication with other people within a specific context. People decide to study business English for various reasons. For some, it is a necessary part of their job. For others, it is an investment which brings status. Some people have very specific needs and some people just want their English to get better. Some people may be near the end of their working lives and others may just be starting a new job or career. Despite this wide variety, it is possible to group learners together in generally accepted categories. According to experience, like pre-experienced learner, job experienced, student, or general business experienced. Or according to level in the organization's hierarchy. A director depends. According also to national culture, which culture he belongs to. And then, according to the needs of the learners, again, according to language level as well. As we know that students vary when it comes to their level. Some are lazy learners, some are good learners. When starting out teaching business English, many teachers might find themselves intimidated by these words. Business English undoubtedly sounds very professional and appears to require a whole range of different skills and qualifications. This is not necessarily so. A teacher is supposed to design a course based on his learners' needs, then moves to lesson plans and activities. Thus, it is preferable to vary the activities according to the learner's needs and learning styles to achieve specific outcomes and aims. For instance, as a speaking activity, a job interview, or company rundown. As a writing activity, center on email writing, for example. When it comes to presentation skills here, we can have graphs, charts, etc. In most other fields of teaching, the teacher generally knows more about the subject than the learner, but in business English, the relationship can be more symbiotic. The teacher knows more about language and communication, but the learner often knows more about the job and its content. Business English teachers need to be able to make informed decisions about language and language learning. They also need credibility, professionalism, and an awareness of the business world. Above all, they must be able to adapt to a particular teaching context and be willing themselves to learn. Within the field of business English, many teachers call themselves trainers. A trainer is someone who is required to change a person's behavior or ability so that they can do specific job? Coaches. A coach is someone who can help the learner take advantage of the learning opportunities in their own working environment. It involves helping the learner to better understand his or her own strengths and weaknesses. Or even consultants. A consultant is an expert who is brought in because his or her skills, which are not available in the organization. Why Business English is distinctive? Because, firstly, business people do a variety of things with language. They socialize, predict, analyze, negotiate, buy, write, and persuade. These are done in a specific business context, such as education institute, private language school, in company, and for business aims and outcomes. Secondly, the English used in international business is not necessarily the same English that native speakers use. It is a lingua franca. It may be even considered a new type of English which has developed and is developing to meet the needs of its users. To conclude with, due to the continuous world globalization, especially economically, business English is still growing to be one of the important fields of English. Teachers need to be provided with the necessary knowledge and tools to deal with their students' needs. Teachers have to believe that their learner need English to do business, not just to talk about business. Thank you so much. See you next time.